This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. In Texas, there's a new state law called SB4. Officially, it's the Sanctuary Cities Law. Unofficially, it's known as the Show Me Your Papers Law because it requires police officers to check the immigration status of those they believe may be in the country illegally. From the Texas Standard in Austin, Joy Diaz reports that public school officials fear the new law could cost them millions of dollars.
In Texas, school officials don't know how many students are unauthorized. Therefore, they don't know how many could face deportation. That's because since 1982, K-12 kids have been covered by the Equal Protection Clause. Michael Williams is the past commissioner of the Texas Education Agency.
There's a United States Supreme Court case that prohibits school officials from asking any student what their immigration status is.
The Pew Research Center estimates 13% of school children in Texas have parents who are unauthorized. That's about 737,000 kids, more than the entire population of El Paso. When parents are deported, they often bring their school-aged children with them, even if the children are U.S. citizens. And if children leave, Texas schools lose federal and state money, about $8,000 per student. Now, say 8 kids were to leave. That would be $64,000 gone.
That's about what you pay a teacher. That could have real financial consequences.
For the moment, Texas has held back on the Show Me Your Papers law in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. But deportations from other states continue, and Ricardo Sanchez Carrillo with Mexico's Department of Education says when kids arrive in Mexico, they struggle to integrate in the classrooms.
Añora mucho Estados Unidos porque
they miss the food, they face discrimination because they don't speak Spanish, and their psychological trauma is huge after they get deported or their parents get deported.
This year alone, officials in Mexico expect about 5,000 kids to arrive from across the United States with their deported parents. In Austin, I'm Joy Diaz for Marketplace.